Well, movie lovers have the Academy Awards, television fans the Emmys. For those who love the really small screen, it's the International Mobile Gaming Awards. Mobile games. Alec Baldwin got tossed off a plane for playing Words with Friends. Kevin Spacey's character was seen playing Monument Valley in the hip House of Cards. And that's the game, Monument Valley, that took first place last night at the 11th annual IMGA ceremony in San Francisco, honoring the best entertainment apps for cell phones and other mobile devices. Neil McFarland is director of games for Us Too. That's the British company that makes Monument Valley. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And the Grand Prix, what does that mean for you?
It just means so much to us, not only to win in a category, but to win a Grand Prix prize is massively exciting for us. And, we're really pleased that that people are accepting us and enjoying the game.
Does it translate into more dollars?
Hopefully, yes. We'll start finding out in the next couple of days. We've been out there for a little over almost a year now. So we've done quite well in that time. In terms of revenue, we've a little over $6 million in revenue. We're very pleased with how things have gone.
Well, $6 million in revenue. These games are less expensive than console games. So how many is that downloaded?
Well, without me doing the maths in my head right now, the game sells for $4.
It's
a multiple of that.
Yeah, so we can say that's a lot of games. And talk to us a little bit about the appeal. I'm looking at the game on an app. It's a puzzle game. It's based on these mind-bending images of the artist M.C. Escher. I'm looking at a character, and the goal of the player is to get this character to climb up this unbelievable building, and the parts of the building move around as she climbs. What more were you trying to do with this game?
It is a she, yes. We call her Princess Ida. She is trying to get to the top of these monuments, and there's a story that unfolds. So there is a narrative to the whole game. But, we were actually trying to reach a very broad audience. Have all been playing games most of our lives, so therefore have seen a lot of different types of games and have become sort of jaded with it in some respects, but still looking for new things and are still surprised. So what we wanted to do was maybe produce a game that we could excite a broad range of people, and specifically people that would call themselves non-gamers. So we tried to make something that was could be instantly appealing, very clean design, not too much going on in the way of user interface, and wasn't in any way scary for someone to pick up and have a go at.
Well, is it also the look of it? It's just beautiful and sleek. It is based on artwork. Does it reflect a tension between people who make your kind of game and, let's say, Kim Kardashian's Hollywood, or Angry Birds within the industry? So do you think of yourself more as an artist?
I would say that we definitely approach it that way. Yes, I mean, as in the film industry or maybe in literature, there are a range of books and authors for different tastes.
Well, what do you think about projections for mobile games? According to an article in TechCrunch, Newzoo predicts that mobile is going to outpace the console industry this year. That's console games like PlayStation or Xboxes. And then by 2017, mobile games are going to be 30% bigger than console games. What do you think about that?
In some ways, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, everyone has a smartphone, or most people have a smartphone in their pocket, so the barrier to entry is lowered in that respect. You're buying the phone anyway. You're not having to buy a specialist piece of equipment, so it sort of wins on that front. And as the power of the phones increases, the performance and the graphics comes closer to the console market anyway. So for a whole host of reasons, it doesn't seem unreasonable to think that mobile gaming can overtake the console market, because it's just easier to do for the end user.
Well, but I know that there are those saying right now to their listening device, no way will mobile handheld games ever compete with Grand Theft Auto and all the graphic design and work that goes into that, and they say justifies the higher price.
There's no dispute there, but it's the same reason why I might go and watch a film at the IMAX cinema, whereas I'd be happy to watch way more films on download on my TV at home. I think there's a place for everything, and some blockbuster things will always draw the attention and have a place on console. But there's a huge audience for all kinds of different other titles that can be serviced on a smartphone.
For when you're waiting in the airport. Neil McFarland, director of games for Us Too. Their game Monument Valley just won the Grand Prix at the International Mobile Gaming Awards last night in San Francisco. Neil, thank you.
No, thank you.
And Jeremy, we've been invited by listener Steve Lambert to play Words with Friends with him. Should we give in?
Do people still play Words with Friends?
Steve apparently does. I just know I'd be the one kicked off the airplane. I wouldn't be able to stop. But Steve, bring it.